This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Well, Vermont has earned a D grade for teaching personal finance to high school students. A report issued by the Champlain College Center for Financial Literacy says the state does little to make sure students learn about savings and investing. And it found they are not educated about how to maintain good credit scores as they prepare for life after graduation. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
The five states earning an A in the report require all high school students to take the equivalent of a semester-long course in financial literacy before they can graduate. A dozen states received an F because they have no provisions for teaching personal finance either as an elective or a requirement. Center for Financial Literacy Director John Pelletier says Vermont's D rating means it's just a little bit better than that.
States that got a D got a D because they require something be taught somewhere, but they leave it up to the local districts to do it, and it's very minimal, and it's not even clear how the state is making sure this is occurring with at the school district level.
Pelletier says without a state graduation requirement, too many students slip through the cracks. That's why states where curriculum decisions are made at the state level fare better in the report than those where the decisions are made locally. So Alabama, which requires a personal finance course for high school graduates, receives an A. A local control state like California, where there's no state stipulation, gets an F. Pelletier says states like Maine and Maryland, which have strong local control, still require financial literacy instruction, but leave it to the local school districts to determine how to do it. According to Pelletier, that approach could also work in a local control state like Vermont.
There are ways to promote this in a local control environment, but I think it does require leadership from the agency of education.
I do think it's a critical priority.
Rebecca Holcomb is Vermont's Secretary of Education. Holcomb says while the state can do more to stress the importance of offering financial literacy classes, Vermont has a tradition of leaving decisions like that to local schools. And Holcomb says schools are already dealing with budget issues, legislative demands, and declining enrollment. It's not the right time for another mandate. Some local schools, though, have taken the initiative. In Vermont, 8 of the state's 65 high schools require students to take a semester-long financial literacy course to graduate. Union 32 High School in East Montpelier is one of them.
We focus on 6 learning themes.
George Cook is one of the U32 instructors.
Financial responsibility, income and careers, planning and money management, credit and debt, risk management and insurance, and savings and investing.
Cook says students in the course spend time reading financial news, but there's also a great deal of classroom engagement.
I think some of the best things that we do for our kids is have open, honest conversations with them. We use real-life stories about how we manage our money.
Making personal finance a required course can raise questions about costs and the impact on other courses offered at a school. Cook says those issues were raised at U32, but ultimately the school board, the administration, and department heads all supported the decision. The course didn't require any new hires, and teachers received training help from the Center for Financial Literacy. Center Director Pelletier says a recent study concluded that graduates who took a personal finance course had better credit scores and lower debt default rates. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.